Every day is Easter. How about that? This is Dr. Herbert L. Byerly, Dean of the University of Healing here in Campo, California, with a thought for today. Every day is Easter. Now, why would we say every day is Easter? Well, every day is an awakening time. Every day is wakening up from a lovely sleep. Every day is wakening to a special, beautiful, glorious new day. Now, what is that day? How is that day? Are you living in that day right now? Well, we certainly are. Every day is Easter. Easter, as we understand it, is the resurrection time for Jesus. He was put into the tomb, and he was there for 3 days, and then he apparently rose. He was no longer in the tomb. He was no longer there. He left his body. No, he didn't, did he? He took it with him. He took the body out of the tomb. The body wasn't there. Oh, we can have all sorts of stories about that. We can have all sorts of awareness. But really, what is it that we want to think about? We want to think that all of us are dead to all of the old ideas. All of us die to the past. And the past can only be a second ago. It could be a long time or a short time. And we die also to the future, which seems kind of a strange thing, but we die to the future. Now, how do we die to the future? We die to the future when we live in the present. We die to the past when we live in the present. Now, that sort of death isn't just all that bad, is it? That sort of death isn't just all that so terrible. And as much as we might like to think it is a terrible thing, a wasteful thing to lose a life, it's gaining more life than we could ever know. What happens when we wake up in the present? What happens when you wake up in the morning? When I wake up in the morning, do I say, good morning, sun, good morning, world, good morning, everything, what a lovely day? Or do I say, oh, my aching back, oh, my pains, oh, my, you know, whatever it is that I want to greet in the morning, that is going to be my day. So, if there is even the slightest indication of anything untoward, I turn my attention away from it instantly to what a lovely day. What a beautiful day. I instantly turn my attention to the now. And I say, I feel wonderful. I feel fantastic. But you may not be feeling that way. But if you start telling yourself that you feel wonderful and you feel fantastic, you will feel that way. It's just the law of cause and effect. And we all use that law of cause and effect whether we like it or not. Sometimes we use it in a negative way, and then we complain. But we can always use that law, that wonderful, eternal principle that's always there. We can use it in the most dynamic, the most beautiful, the most effective way by using it in now, in the now, in now. The now is ever-changing. The now is ever being it. But right now, this moment that I think of as now, I have awakened to something very beautiful, something very significant, something very special in my life. And as I awaken to this now in my life, what am I doing? As I awaken to this now in my life, I am leaving the past behind, I'm leaving the future ahead, and I'm living right now. I'm not thinking of any other time frame than right now. And so I think, oh, I feel so good. Oh, I feel so wonderful. Oh, what a lovely day. Oh, how beautiful it is. And I just sort of emote over the glories of the day and over the goodness of the day and over the goodness of me. And the more I reflect on the goodness of me, and reflect means to think about, not to think in the past, but to think about me in the present. The more I think of me in the present and how wonderful it is and how good I feel and how good the world is and how good everything is right now, right this second. So it is. So it is. We look at many things in life and we wonder, how can it be? How can it be? Well, it is one simple way. It is the way that we open our eyes to who and what we are right now. Are you beautiful right now? Are you lovely right now? Are you happy right now? Are you fulfilled right now? Are you a good person right now? Do you like yourself right now? Right where you are, doing just what you're doing, is it the most wonderful thing that you could ever want to do in the world? Are you anticipating doing something different? Are you anticipating being a different person? Are you anticipating being healthy or whole at some future time? Are you anticipating some past illness or some past unhappiness that you know about? What is it that you're anticipating? I anticipate nothing. I live in the awareness of now, in the awareness of the presence right now. I am that I am. I'm not something to be or something that I'd like to be, but I am what I am right now. And because I am that I am right now, whatever I am doing, it is the most treasured, precious, wonderful thing that I could ever do. Whatever I'm doing right now is the most exciting adventure that life could ever behold for me. Whatever I am doing right now. Now, what is it that I'm doing right now? Am I loving myself? Am I delighting in myself? Am I feeling happy in myself? Am I on this new birth? Not born again, but new birth. I was never born before. I'm only born this instant. There's no rebirth, there's no reincarnation, there's no re-ness about anything. Oh, I can have all that stuff if I want it. I can have rebirth and reincarnation and all that sort of stuff if I want to live in the past, if I want to live in the future, if I want to live in any time other than now. But if I'm living in the now, there is only the now birth. There is only the now arising to the excitement of now. Arising to the excitement of this moment living. I don't anticipate anything, for to anticipate means that it hasn't happened yet. And everything in my life is a now experience. It happens right now. It is experienced right now. It is existing right now. It is all that is, and all that ever will be, and all that ever could have been. Right now, it is the summation of the totality of who I am. You might say Easter is the summation of all that is. It is rising from that sleep, rising from that unawareness into the awareness that I am the allness. What's the most glorious thing that we could ever experience or think about in our life? And that is to be aware of something. Now, you're a millionaire, but you don't know it. Now you're aware of it, and you're aware that you're a millionaire, and you say, wow, isn't that nice? Hey, and then you start living as a millionaire, and you haven't seen the money. You just know that you are. You just know that all indications show that you are a millionaire. You haven't even begun to draw upon your bank account. You haven't begun to do anything, but you know it. You are aware of it. And the doctor comes in and he says, hey, That was a misdiagnosis. All the evidence you gave us indicated you had one thing, but you had nothing. It was just a momentary flutter, and you are perfect. You are divine. You are wonderful. And from one moment of feeling sorry for yourself to the next moment of feeling wonderful, whole, and perfect, and glorious. Wow. Yeah. That's all it takes, is that change of attitude, the change of thinking of who and what we are. Are you perfect? Am I perfect? Is this a perfect world? Is everything glorious and magnificent? Oh, yes. And when I recognize that I am that glorious, magnificent being right now, when I recognize it, then truly I am that glorious being right now. I am that glorious, fabulous being right now. Okay, Easter morning. Every day is Easter morning. Easter morning I rise and I say, oh, I feel so good. My body, every organ actually functions. My body is perfect, wonderful. My goodness sakes. Oh, I wonder what my bank account shows today. I was a millionaire yesterday. I must be a billionaire today. Oh, yes. And I haven't even thought of spending any of it. I haven't even thought of using any of it. I just am it. I am it. And as I am it, all that it means is me. I am healthy. I am wealthy. I am whole and perfect. I am surrounded by friends. I am surrounded by a world of peace and harmony and goodness and joy and balance. Wow. You see, all of those things, they don't depend on anything else other than my attitude about myself. And when I have the happy attitude about myself, the proper attitude about myself, the abundant, joyous, grand attitude about myself, then that's what I experience. I experience what I am. Now, what am I? I am divine. I am whole and perfect. I am wonderful. I am born this instant. I have no past. I have no future. I have no present. I have only now. And I'm wonderful. And I'm glorious and I'm free. Yes, indeed. It all depends on my attitude about myself. Whatever my attitude is about myself, that is who I am. And that's all that matters. Who are you? Who am I? I am divine. You're divine. I only know divinity in me, so I only know divinity in all others. I only know peace in me, I only know peace in all others. I only know wholeness in me, I only know wholeness in all others, in my world. I am that I am. I am the fulfillment of every good and beautiful thing now, this instant that has no other time to it, that has no past or future to it. It's a now. Would you join me in realizing that every day is Easter, every moment is Easter, every time I wake up to the realization that I am divine is certainly Easter. And I open my eyes now to the reality that I am divine. I am Easter. I am born now, fresh, new, never before. I didn't leave a body behind. I didn't leave a body in the future. I live in the absolute presence. That's what Easter means. That's what Easter means. And when that's what it means to you right now, and to me right now, then, yes, I am born now. And I am born absolute. I am born with every attribute, every benefit, every goodness that life could know. and I am it now. It's my attitude. It's my experience. It's me. It's you. Have a lovely Easter. Every day of your life. I love you. I love you. I love you.